The South Pacific is a vast ocean wilderness. Its waters are teeming with life. From tropical coral reefs that attract the great variety, to the cooler, temperate waters that attract the great numbers. So why is it that in the midst of all this richness, the world's largest predators can struggle to survive in this endless blue? Nothing brings home the challenges of surviving in the South Pacific better than the epic true story that inspired Moby Dick. On the 23rd of February, 1821, a lifeboat was found drifting in the Eastern Pacific. In it lay two American whalemen, barely alive. Their whale ship had been sunk by an enormous sperm whale. For a staggering 3 months, these shipwrecked mariners had sailed across 4,500 miles of what may be the loneliest region on Earth. For these sailors, the South Pacific had become a living hell. So what is it about this ocean that makes survival here such a challenge? Of all the oceans, the Pacific is by far the largest, stretching almost a third of the way round the globe. It's so huge that the current in the South Pacific takes several years to complete just one cycle. In an ocean this vast, many animals have to travel huge distances to survive. None more so than the sperm whale, one of the greatest voyagers on the planet. Every year, thousands of bull sperm whales, some from as far as Antarctica, come to the tropics to breed. After 15 years away, fattening themselves up in colder climes, they are now back and big enough to compete for a mate. These warm equatorial waters make ideal nurseries. At just a week old, this white calf already weighs over a ton. For the next 6 years, he will stay by his mother's side, relaxing in these tropical waters where killer whales, his only natural predator, are rarely found. But it was in these peaceful stretches of ocean that 200 years ago, whales met whale men. In the 19th century,